It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Tiger baseball. We'll talk some Tiger baseball a little bit later on. We'll also talk with Lions quarterback Jared Goff coming up in just about 15 minutes. 248-539-9797. Jeffrey, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jeffrey.
Oh, hey, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Here's my comment. I've watched 5 NFL games so far this year. And so there's 10 teams involved. And I think 6 or 7, maybe even 8 of the teams, even some of them that have lost would have beaten the Lions the way that they played over the weekend. So, you know, any team that you look at, Pittsburgh, the Ravens, the Bills, the Jets played good. I don't think the Lions could have beaten any of those teams, even though some of the teams even lost their game.
Do you think the Lions played their worst game that you've seen in a while? And do you think that that's just an anomaly, or do you think that's indicative of how they're going to play?
It could be indicative of how they're going to play. Hey, look, Caleb Williams, if Caleb Williams plays the way he did last night and the Lions played the way that they did over the weekend, Chicago's going to win.
What about
Caleb Williams had a good game.
Did he? He had a great first drive.
He had a great first drive. First 10 passes, he struggled.
How many points did they put up?
Did Caleb Williams put up?
The offense put up 17 points.
Okay, and look at the pressure he was on. I mean, he was evading.
Okay, hold on. Jeffrey, let me stop you right here. If the Lions play like crap, every game's in question. That's not even worth debating. Of course, if the Lions play like that, every game is in question. We have far more evidence over the course of time that they're better than that, but each team is different. Yeah. So it's fair to question whether or not this team is going to be able to bounce back. But, I mean, seriously, if the Lions play like that, there's no guarantees on the schedule. I guess the question becomes is, do you think that is truly indicative of who they will be all season long? And I would argue no. But it's fair to question, even after
they lost, they still have the third best odds to win the Super Bowl. That's pretty bizarre to me. I thought they would have dropped. I thought teams like.
Well, go ahead and make bets on those teams. The Lions don't move after one week, so go ahead and jump on in on another team. Look, if you're talking about if the Lions are brutal, of course they're in trouble. Yeah. I'm not willing to accept. I'm not at a point where I'm convinced that this is who they're going to be. I kind of did it. You notice I did a tongue-in-cheek with the Bears. I kept saying it's one game. I'm not a fan of short-term results, long-term conclusions. That plays well in our business. I get it. But at the end of the day, you look at a team like Chicago, there's a lot of season left. Ben Johnson now knows what he needs to correct, what he needs to work on. And so does Dan Campbell. Except one of those guys we've seen do it. The other we haven't. Right? Have we seen Dan Campbell diagnose problems, correct problems as a head coach?
Yeah.
Have we seen Ben Johnson do it as a head coach?
Yes.
I think he might be able to do it offensively, but he's in charge of the whole thing now, right? Now, can he figure it out? He might be able to. It's an if. We know Dan Campbell as a head coach can do it. He's in charge of the whole thing. He's ultimately responsible. Now, he's got new coordinators in place that he is responsible for. And it is also fair to question whether or not, because that's one of the big things about this Lions team and how every team is different. They always tell us every team is different. And I believe that every team is different. Historically, and we'll ask Jared about this, like the last few years, the Lions have been elite at bouncing back. They have done a phenomenal job of not have, first of all, they don't have the back-to-back losses, but they diagnose and address problems.
They say this is what we're built for, this is what
yes.
they say.
And so now they lose the opener in their worst loss in a couple of years. And because this team is different, it's okay and it's fair. And I do question, can they bounce back? The last time they lost a game like this was to Baltimore back in 2023. They got smoked. They won the next three. So, you know, I mean, and this is, it's one of our huge questions moving forward. And I'm looking forward to talking to Jared about it, because bouncing back, being built for this, having that grit and the resilience is what this team is built on. But with every team being different, will this group be able to do it? 248-539-9797. Jerry in Howell says, Caleb Williams looked good in the scripted plays to start the game. Then the wheels fell off. No composure. J.J. McCarthy looked way more composed when it mattered, but it is week one. All true, Gary. Most concerned with our O-line and running game, which was our complete identity. Might have to change some things around, but very concerning to start. Also, our pass rush was completely negligible, and I did not notice Hutch one time. Well, if you didn't notice Hutch one time, he did make some plays. He also took up two offensive linemen often, two blockers often, made some plays in the run game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys crack me up. You should have been hoping for the Bears to win. Now they're even more desperate to keep pace. The Lions have a hard time this week.
I mean,
seriously. So you think the Bears are going to be more motivated than the Lions? Like, if the Bears had won that game, they would have been fat and sassy and thought they had arrived and be vulnerable. I'm sorry. I just don't know. That's how pro teams work. I don't suspect that they do. Like, this whole motivation thing, we'll get calls on this every once in a while, and I'll give a little eye roll. They're going to want to win this game.
Look, teams can and players can do the little tricks they need to do to get themselves extra motivated for the game or whatever. Both teams have plenty of motivation going into it. You don't have to come up with the extra stuff.
No.
But if you want to, hey, hook them. Go ahead, do what you got to do. But don't think that one team is more motivated than the next. Both teams start off the season 0-1. That is not where they expected to be after 1 week.
Bears are missing Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and TJ Edwards on defense. Kind of makes a difference. Oh, we know.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, like missing Injuries. A Lee McNeil.
No Frank Ragnow this year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, we got it. Attrition is a part of the game. I will say that I just, either way, either team wins, it's good and bad. Like, watching that game, I'm like, every negative takeaway, like, I can make that Chicago might be the same thing they always are. Off-season winners, regular season failures. They might be that. They might not. It's one game. I'm not drawing that conclusion. But I also am like, oh, this JJ kid. If he's this good and they're going to make this many plays, then they're going to be a handful in the division. Right? I mean, every positive in that game, there was a negative. How do the Lions stack up? I don't know yet, but I mean, last year it was Lions and Vikings. This year it might be Lions, Vikings, and Packers. This year it might be Vikings and Packers. It's still to be determined, but I think the Lions are going to be there in the end. I still believe that. And I don't think one 60-minute football game where they played like Hmong is indicative of who they're going to be. Now, things got to get addressed. Boy, do things need to get addressed. We'll talk about what it is. With the Lions quarterback, Jared Goff. He joins us next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.